NEC's Rude Awakening.
It's so unique.
On Radio 1.
This is the Rude Awakening on Radio 1. Myself, Danny C. Serena Kelly's here. And we are joined in the studio by Zaid and Yasser. You guys are the Middle East's first psychological thriller comic book.
That is correct.
That's right. How in the hell did you get into all of this?
I have been a comic book geek almost all of my life.
Now, as I understand, Zaid, you're the creator and the writer of the comic book.
That is
and,
right.
And Yasser is your partner, and he is doing the artist work. Is that right? So, Yasser, we've set you up the task just so that we know that this is actually you guys. You are going to draw a picture of your superhero from your comic book right now in front of us whilst this interview is going on. Can you do that?
Done.
All right. First of all, I think we better find out who is your superhero.
Our superhero is Whale. He starts off as a normal called Sufyan al-Tahir, who is originally from Amman, Jordan, where the story is based.
Yep.
He comes back home because his father has passed away and wishes to inherit the family fortune, only to find out that the interim CEO isn't too keen on the idea.
Okay.
And that's the thing.
And you have the first episode in here.
Oh my goodness.
Issue number one of a 6-issue series.
Okay.
I've got my work cut out.
So you've kind of done the writing, and now you've got to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Okay.
How is that for us?
Yeah. Seriously? That's awesome.
Yeah, and we're not going to take that out of the packet either.
No.
So I'm framing that now, because I swear, when this takes off, that's going to be worth a lot of money right there.
eBay. Okay, so instead of spilling the beans on how he gets his powers, could you tell us what his powers are?
Whale's abilities are basically he is able to channel his neuroelectricity.
Lightning bolts.
Or he can turn certain lightning bolts of his charges into lightning charged weapons.
Wow.
Alright, okay. Yeah, do you like find somebody like your old boss who is really horrible? Has he been inserted into the comic, or family members or friends or anything like that?
could you throw us in there?
Zed will say no. I will say yes. I don't look at celebrities, for example, or something someone too common that everyone can associate with. I think about people in my past. The personalities that exist in this comic exist in real life. Trust me, you and I, after our experiences in the workforce, have seen these people, dealt with them, know who they are. For example, the villain in this story in issue one, Selim, he's someone that I know.
The interim CEO we were talking about earlier.
I mean, maybe he's probably a little more, the actions that he takes are probably more extreme than what they do in real life, but his overall behavior, his character is really true.
I love this. I love the fact that you can, like, for example, my mother-in-law, she'd definitely feature in a comic. I'm just saying, it probably would be there.
Well, is there somebody famous in mind that you would have? Like, I've already got this thing going to the main screen here.
Yeah, when it goes to the big screen.
Yeah, Danny's available.
Are you prepared to shave your head?
Do you know what I am?
Super buff.
But the thing is I'm looking at the picture that you're furiously scribbling away, and I'm looking at that and thinking that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Amazing.
You know, it's all about the handlebar mustache as well.
he told me that I need someone who looks repulsive but is actually trustworthy. So it's kind of like, you know,
contradicting terms.
Sense, we didn't want him to be an anti-hero.
Your unsuspecting hero, almost.
Yes, he did not choose to become a superhero. Once you read the story, it was placed upon him, and so he still has to wrestle with that fact.
I really am looking forward to seeing how this goes in the market. Comic-Con's coming up very soon, and people can find you at Comic-Con, right?
That's correct. We are there, booth SC07 at the Comic Con.
SC07. It is homegrown talent, and you should definitely get behind it and support it. If you'd like to see the picture, you can go onto our Twitter account right now, Radio1UAE. You can't scribble anymore. You have to put your pencil down.
Let's see the masterpiece.
I'm not done. It's still sketching.
Yeah.
For a good time call.
And Zaid, if we could have you sign that as well for us. I know that you didn't do the work. But if we could...
Art by me.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
Yeah,
thank you very much
here.
For our first copy. I'm going to treasure that. I'm not even going to share it with Serena. She's not having it.
Excuse me?
Honestly, it's going on my wall.
You can have it at the weekend, but I'll have it weekday.
Monday, Thursday, yeah.
Or we'll get it framed and keep it here at the Radio 1 station, because I think that's a good thing to do. And once we've read this, we're going to come and tap you up at Comic-Con.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yes, definitely.
104.1 and 100.5. Radio 1.